To Life After Dusk Live. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so today's show is going to be very jam-packed. We got a special guest will be interviewing my girl Sydney Cavalli, but we got a special guest surprise. You never know what we're going to do on the show, and shout out to just moves to do beyond the scenes and behind the scenes. And we got a very beautiful, talented young lady who's been on the show before that we interviewed, but she's my guest co-host for today. I want you to welcome to the show the talented, beautiful woman named Michaela Perry. What's up?
What's up? I'm
doing good. I can't complain. You know, I'm awake and I'm moving, doing good. So, yes, hump day. Yes, hump day. I know hump day. This is the day on the show we usually get in the most trouble. So, hump day is my favorite day in the show. Oh, so, man, I got to catch up with you, man. Like, what's been going on with you, man? I've been seeing you.
It has
tremendous
been crazy. Yeah. It's just been crazy. Right now I have my new single, I Got It on iTunes, so everyone, you know, go support that. I have an EP coming out shortly. I haven't released a date, so I'm just like really, you know, just still working hard, you know, so
it's been fun. And the reality show, I Got This. I mean, awesome show. I watch every episode from start to finish, and I liked it. Man, now I see a lot of shows are trying to do that now. I've been seeing a few shows come out where they got real situations and real stories. So
y'all
kind of saw the trend.
Yep, I know, right? And it was, I hope you enjoyed it, because, like, you know, it really showed, like, the positive and, like, the real, just realness of everything, you know? And so much was happening during that show, you wouldn't even believe. But, you know, it was very positive, and I love that. You know, I love that. If y'all are listening out there and you didn't see it, I definitely encourage you to go watch that. It was definitely good, definitely good.
Yeah, what I like the most about it, because when I was talking to Sarah Stokes on the show here, big ups to her.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know her from Diddy's The Band, and she's got a show on BET and Centric. And what I liked about it, which is what I Got This, which came out before that show, remind me of, was like, it's not fake drama. Like, it's real.
Yeah.
The drama that's on the show is just natural. It's not, okay, producer's going to go in the back and tell you, all right, we need you to cook this up for ratings. No, y'all, wherever drama happened on the show was for real. And it wasn't just like y'all just doing it just for the heck of it. It just natural alpha male, alpha females clashes sometimes.
Exactly. And that's like, that's just the best, like just let whatever happens just happen, you know, and it's still entertaining, you know?
I was deaf now. Like, what was your favorite experience from the show?
From the show, I would say performing. And really, you know, can I have two? I want to have two. I really liked performing with the Fuzz Band, and I really liked the interviews with the radio station and having my song played on the radio. So that was just, like, one of my biggest dreams to date, and it happened, so I was very happy.
See, it wasn't even just the fact that you, like, the performances, it wasn't just the fact that you were performing, it was the fact that, for me, like, you had a live band, and I always love people who are in hip-hop who have live bands behind them. It kind of adds an extra element to the performance.
Yes. It adds that real feel. Like, it adds that real feel, like, you're just really grooving out, and I love that. I love performing with live bands.
You know, instead of just turning to DJ, all right, play that song real quick, DJ. It's just something about live instruments that add to the flavor more.
Yep. I totally agree.
All right. So, I'll just remind you guys, in about 9 minutes, we'll be interviewing our guests. So, keep y'all in tune with that. But, you know, we at the beginning of the show, we always talk about some of the hot topics that we kind of go and get into. And one that is continually taken over by storm, and it's been driving me nuts all week, is how people are feeling about the Beyonce situation.
Uh-oh.
I talked about it a little bit on Monday, and it's carrying over to Wednesday because now people are getting out of hand. Now people want to boycott the NFL for the Super Bowl for that performance. And there are some feelings I have about that. But I kind of want to get your take on that first. Like, well, what's your thoughts on, you know, Beyonce's performance? And, hey, the Beyonce's weekend, because this woman took over the freaking weekend.
She really did. She really did. But, you know what, you can't expect anything less from Beyonce, the Queen Bee. Yes. No, I really think people are tripping, okay? You know, they're tripping, and I think her performance was great. I think it was amazing. It was very positive. It was very, you know, who she is. Like, she's encouraging who she is. It's not to – I don't think – well, I know she's not doing it just to make people mad or, you know, I think she's really just doing something that she really wanted to do and that she loves, you know, so – I loved it. I'm a little Beehive member, I think.
I'm definitely, I'm one of those, you know, and it always funny because if you're a straight male in the Beehive, people find that, like, foreign. I'm like, what? You're in the Beehive? Man, I like greatness, man. I like greatness, consistency, all that stuff. And heck, she's from Texas, too, so. You know, all my people from Texas, shout out to the Texas folks making noise. So, no, man, like, for me, I just feel like people are just taking this out of hand. And more so, I'm going to zero in because everyone's always wants to go attack the non-black people. That's the easy card. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about the people who are black who they just can't never be satisfied. So when Beyonce makes some music that's just, you know, twerking or something about that, y'all got a problem. She makes an uplifting song, now you got a problem. Which one do you freaking want?
Which one is it? Which one is it?
What do you want? Do you want her to be uplifting? And she made plenty of uplifting songs in her career. It just people choose not to pay attention to that.
Exactly. Like, I feel like Beyonce has done so much positive, so much, you know, good things for women as well, and this isn't anything different. Like, I think this is another positive event or performance that she's doing, and now all of a sudden it's being taken as, you know, wrong, and people want to boycott it. And no, you can't boycott Queen Bee. No,
especially if she does something positive. It's crazy talk, man. Like, I just don't get it. Like, people just can't be happy. And then everyone, oh, she's always over-sexualizing things. I mean, here's my problem. Every year they do the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and, you know, where it barely can find anybody of color in it. And you know, it's people walking around lingerie back and forth through the runway, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's so amazing. You know, nothing, no negative stuff happening during it. But Beyonce does something her performance, or any black woman does something in a magazine where they wear lingerie or whatever. Oh, here comes the negative press. Oh, black women are bringing us down. They're bringing us down with, you know, over sexualizing things. I mean, since when was it a crime for black women to be sexy? Like, that's
exactly.
Craziness.
Exactly.
It's not everything.
Exactly.
Is not debate. Just relax and enjoy the moment.
You know what it is, Ed? I think they want us to wear turtlenecks. You know what? Beyonce, just wear a turtleneck. From now on, just wear a turtleneck. It's all right.
No.
Let's see how people react then, okay?
Nah. Nobody. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and a music break and we're back. But the song we play the music break, I want you to announce or introduce this track that you have. Introduce a new track.
You all are about to listen to the amazing single, new single, I Got It, which you can find on iTunes. Yes, yes, yes. So make sure you get your copy, and I hope you all enjoy.
Go get it. It's 99 cents, man.
If you got one, you better treat them right. Throw another one. Let me cook for you. Let me clean for you. Bad day at the cadet.
Work and play. It's been a long day. I know what you like and you want it in the worst way. Move on from what they told you. Oh boy, I got you, I got you, I got you. What it is, can't handle the biz. Can't caught the shot like Swiss. That's every time. Sit back in the wine. If he left once, he'll come back and whine. Make love to a boss one. Probably lost one if you ain't got one. Take me. I bet I can upgrade that. Got it soaking through, but double city and rain check. My exes notice they pay back, I don't need ya. Movements be too mimetic. And real P keep on coming like an addict. Felicia, get this cookie for I leave ya. Let me cook for ya.
It's Jono, your favorite black guy, and right now I'm rocking with Sadie J and Taryn Brown on Life After Dusk Live.
This is Too Deep, and you're tuned in to Dust Spot Radio with my man, Sadie J. And this track right here is called Hit Me on My Facebook.
Back, we're back. And I forgot to do my due diligence. Man, shout out to this show is brought to you by our good friends over at Audible.com. And Audible.com is home to over 150,000 audiobook titles. You can get a free audiobook with that trial by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY letter J. Go download it today and enjoy one of your free audiobooks. There you go. All right, now we got that business out the way. I'm going to go ahead and open the line for our special guest for today. And that is my girl, Sydney Cavalli, all the way in the GA. What's good? What's good?
Hey, hey, y'all.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Actually, I'm not in Georgia right now.
Oh, see man, this is you didn't tell me, man. See, now we got a fight. where are you at right now?
I'm back home right now for the time being. I'm back home up north in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, that's news to me. See, we're going to have to talk into the show. That's very good news. We're going to talk about the show. But, yeah, so that's very great news. Because, okay, note it. All right, okay. So, it's just a pleasure to have you, man, especially, you know, it's always good to see models who are very serious about their craft. You know, have them on here, and they got a story to tell that's actually interesting. So, definitely a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm thank you for letting me come on and giving me this platform and opportunity to be able to, you know, do my interview. It's time.
Yes, I mean, you know, this your first interview. I always wonder if that's the case for people.
My first formal interview, yes.
Okay, so yes, we get to pop the cherry. Oh yeah. and my co-host, she actually, this was her first, in one of her first interviews. Shout out to Michaela with me today.
Okay, so we get to be broken in together then, huh?
Yeah.
She's been on here before. And she knows I'm crazy as heck on here. So, you know, she had a new project, which is coming out on Monday or Sunday?
No, the date is not released yet.
Ah, okay. I was making sure I was ahead of it. I was like, okay, make sure I thought I was tripping. All right, cool. I was going to say, hold on. Y'all, go get it. Awesome. Okay. Make sure they got their coins together. But nah, man. I mean, I've been watching you. You've been definitely working, and a lot of people don't realize that it's more to modeling than just taking pictures. And I want to kind of, before I get to that topic, I want you to kind of tell me what even made you get in modeling in the first place.
Well, you know, like I'm sure a lot of other pretty girls, you know, used to people saying, oh, you know, you look like a model. Are you D-model? You look like a model. Do you model? So I've always heard that, but, you know, it's just like, well, thank you, but no. So actually, it's been almost a year. I took a trip to Atlanta. I hadn't been to Atlanta in years. You know, I've got a lot of family there, but I haven't been to Atlanta in years. So I just took a trip to Atlanta, and while I was there, everyone kept asking me, do you model, do you model, you know, do you model, do you model? And I'm like, no, you know, no, I'm just here for the entertainment, you know, just to have fun. And so like that whole weekend, I just kept getting, do you model? And so just finally I just, you know, went ahead and talked to somebody about it and kind of, you know, went full forward with it.
And how are you able to kind of separate knowing who was just using it as a pickup line and who was serious? Because, you know, some dudes, that's their pickup line. Girl, you like a model, you know.
I mean, yeah, but I guess it's because, I don't know. I guess it's just me. To me, like, the entertainment industry, like, this whole industry to me is like the streets. So, you know, it's a lot of shiesty people in the streets. It's a lot of shiesty people in the entertainment industry. You just have to learn how to read people and, you know, just go off your gut instinct. And that's basically what I do. You know, like, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, after, like, one or two times, if the ball is dropped or if things don't pan out the way the person say, then, you know, you got to just keep it moving and just wash your hands and, you know, like, just keep on grinding and keep hustling to get to where you're trying to get. You can't let every bad person, bad seed, and obstacle stop you. I know I can't.
I know that's right.
And shout out to that. Like, shout out to you letting people know that, because everybody think that, you know, I laugh at people who see successful models like yourself or successful artists like Michaela, and they think that because, you know, once y'all came to a certain level, and y'all still have a long way to go. Shoot, I have still have a long way to go. But they think that you got to a certain level, and if you down to earth, they assume that, oh, it must be easy. But it's far from easy. Far from it.
It's far from easy because you don't want to be too down to earth, because then, you know, then people will think they can run over you. But you don't want to be too hard, you know, and not bendable, because then no one will want to work with you. So you just have to find a happy median, and that's just kind of where I'm at, finding my happy median, you know, networking, constantly networking, because that's just the name of the game. Constantly networking, and through that networking, you're going to run into genuine good people, you know, kind of where I'm at. And, you know, having a strong faith and having a strong mind will help you, you know, especially those that don't have, like, you know, that are not strong enough to be able to weed through, like, some of the conversation, you know, some of the things, you know, the promises, some of the, you know, like, the mistakes, you know, be able to pick themselves up and still keep pushing. So.
Most definitely. I'm like, I hope y'all are taking notes. I'm over here taking notes. Now, as far as, like the scene, comparing, you know, the Midwest to Atlanta, like, what's some of the differences you've noticed as far as the entertainment industry, and as far as Atlanta, is it as easy in Atlanta to get on as people say?
I don't think it's easy to get on. I just think it's just a grind and a hustle. I think the thing about the Midwest versus Atlanta is just, everything's down there, you know, like, it's the network, like I said, back to networking, like, it's more networking capabilities versus up north and in the Midwest. It's more things you can get done down south versus up north. And I think just that's the problem and the issue that a lot of the artists up north, especially where I'm from, have a problem with, is because, you know, they're local, but, you know, they have to travel to be able to network to get to a higher platform versus the local platform that they're just on, you know, like, because nobody wants to stay local. Like, everybody's goal is to go outside of their realm. So in that aspect, I feel like just the positioning of people and everything that's down south, I feel like geographically it's a better move, if that makes any sense.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to throw the mic over to Michaela, let her ask you some questions before I get you some more.
Yeah. No, because like, you're very beautiful. I was looking at your Instagram. If you guys haven't checked out her Instagram, I think you should definitely go check it out. She's very beautiful, talented. You're welcome. So who is you? Would you say that you find any inspiration from other models before you, or do you just kind of, like, do your own thing, develop yourself, or?
Yeah, I think I kind of do my own thing and develop myself. I do like art, and I do follow, I don't really follow a lot of other models, but I do, you know, do a lot of it exploring and taking notes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I take notes on people that are doing well in the industry. So those are the people that I'm learning from, and those are the people that I want to continue to pattern myself after, because they're doing something right.
Yeah, of course. Most definitely. So what type of looks, I guess I should say, would be your favorite?
What kind of look?
Like a certain look or certain poses or certain things that you like specifically?
One thing that I'm really interested in is the body paint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that.
So that look is, like, really intriguing to me. Even with the glow paint, it's very artsy. And just, I'm kind of a creative person, so that right there, like, the color, it's like being able to, use the body as a muse to interject that into the picture, just it just takes it to a whole other level, because for me, like, modeling is an art form. It's just not about taking pictures to me. It's just it's about the whole body. So I'm learning everything, body movements. I'm paying attention to everything and trying to really, really, really perfect my craft.
Yes, and you know what, that's all you can do. That's all you can do. Every day is a different day to get better.
And I know I keep kind of going off subject. I'm sorry about that, but going back to what you said, like body paint, yes, that's something that I'm really focused and interested in right now.
Yes.
Oh, let me tell you from experience, body paint is very fun to get off. It's very fun. Lord, and I had my two arms done, and that was fun. Like, it was nice. It was cool getting it put on, but man, it's wow. It's fun getting off. I was my own version of Santa Claus, so I kind of was like S. Dot Carter, but I called it S. Dot Claus. And so I was kind of like a hood. Santa Claus had the white muscle shirt on. I had the Santa Claus pants, had the boots. And what they did was they painted this thugged out snowman on one arm. And then they painted S. Dot Claus on the other one. And that took 2 hours. So imagine your entire body being covered.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah,
oh
it was crazy.
Well, I know you'll be able to do it one day. So when you do, I want to see the pictures.
It's cold
I'm going to post them. I'm working on that right now. Working on this physique so I can do an awesome body paint shoot.
All right. All right, so I'm going to tag myself in. Speaking of physique, as far as your features that people love the most, what do you tend to get the most compliments on from everybody, whether it be from the guys or the girls? What features of yours you get the most compliments from?
Are you talking about prior modeling or, you know,
body features. Yeah, it could be, body features, period, whether it's in modeling or not non-modeling, because sometimes that can lead into modeling.
Well, I'll say since I've been modeling that, I've really been getting a lot of compliments on are my eyes, like especially from photographers. A lot of them tell me that my eyes tell a story. So I would say, I'd say my eyes.
Yeah, I agree. Them things get you in trouble. Yes, they can. Like, all right, Sadie, go rob a bank. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And what's some of the other features? Is it just your? I know they come for you for other ones, especially you was in the South. I know.
Okay. I probably have to say my other features, probably my hips and my butt. Because, like, looking at the front of me, it doesn't look like I have anything back there. So, you know, I guess people just get mistaken. Like, are you from the South? I get that a lot. So
you like the Cracker Jack box. It's like, we open up the Cracker Jacks, and you dig it through the Cracker Jacks, and all of a sudden you find a prize. You're like, oh, okay, I wasn't ready for that. That's what it is.
And it's all natural. No work done ever.
I know that's right. Yes.
Props for that. You know what? Honestly, another one of my favorite things is the hair color. Like how you play with the hair colors. They look flawless. They don't look cheaply done. It looks smooth. It doesn't look, you know, because some people, you know, they go get red hair and they go get the ratchet. They go get the ratchet hair.
Yeah.
At a little ching ching store and looking
and
like a high mist.
Let me tell you a story about the hair. Like, okay, so I've been blonde for years and I never wanted to try a color. But me and my beautician at the time, we kind of did it by accident because she kind of talked me into getting a color, and I really was skeptical about it. And I'm like, and when I first tried it, it turned out blush. Like, I was going for pink, like a cotton candy color at the time. And so it turned out like a blush color. And so that was cute. I wore that for a little while, and then I was like, okay, it's fading, so I need to do something else. So then I went to, like a violet color. And then, you know, as it lightened up, it went to the pink color. And then I got sick of that, and I'm like, oh, well, I need something else. So then that's when I just threw the blue on there. But now I want to go back to my blonde.
That's always how it goes. You end up missing it.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to think. Like, I'm torn between – because I've looked, I went, like, which one is my favorite? I'm torn between the pink – in the blue. It's like I don't know which one I like better. It's crazy.
I'm getting ready to do a new color soon, so I'm not gonna say which one, but I'm getting ready to do a whole new look. I'm tired of this blue. We gotta get rid of this.
Okay, so you sound like how they do on the Wiz, and he kept changing the colors on the Wiz every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer. I'm just, you know, I like.
Oh,
I
just, no.
Yes, I'm a Cancer, 4th of July. I'm a firecracker, yes.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
One of the questions. That's one of the questions you gave me. What describes me? I'm a firecracker.
Okay. I'm afraid. I'm officially afraid now. I just think I got a little scared.
No, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'm only a firecracker when I have to be. I'm a sweetheart. I really am. I really am. But I'm only a firecracker when I have to be.
Well, definitely. Now, what, like, as far as your shoots that you've done so far, what's your favorite one?
I would say so far, probably the graffiti one, because I always wanted to do graffiti. So I would say that one.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going off of memory. That's the one where you had on the white shirt and the blue jean shorts?
It was like a, they were sequin shorts, but they were, it was like a jean shirt, yeah.
Let me see. Was I close? Oh man, I'm close. I love it. I have great memory. Yes, Lord. I say, you know, I don't just be on there just talking about. I kind of hate people that do that. Like, oh, I love your work, and they say they love your work, and then you,
like,
if you was
one?
Ask them, oh, what's your favorite thing? Yeah, they'll never have an answer. Like, what's going on? I thought you loved her work.
Right.
Like, come on, son. All right, so I'm going to ask you some more crazy questions. And on this, what we're going to do on this, I'm going to throw it back and forth between me and Mikhail. So question number one, for the people that's out there wanting to be nosy and figure out how they can get at you, what are some of your turn-ons and turn-offs?
Oh, gosh. I guess, okay, my turn-ons are, I just love someone that can make me laugh, you know, that is just so funny. I can have a good time with, we can just kick it. Like, it don't have to be nothing serious. Like, it's just two individuals just having a good time, like a homie, lover, friend type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, somebody that you could just vibe with. That's most important to me. Somebody I can talk to, someone that makes me laugh. Other than that, my turnoffs are, I get irritated, like, at little things. Like, I don't like to be told what to do, you know? So that's, like, my main. That's my main turnoff. My main turnoff, like, you know, like, you just, I don't like someone that thinks they're going to control me. So those are, like, anything that leads in that direction will begin to turn me off. So we just going to let that just cover that whole basis right there.
I'm going to start something messy. Unless they tell me what to do at a certain time, I can get too deep into it, but okay, there you go. All right, so Kayla, I'm gonna throw it to you.
Okay, so what is, this is gonna be a girl question. So what is your favorite feature on a male? Like, what does he have to have? Is it that banging body? Is it the eyes? Is it his shoes? You know how some girls are, shoes. So, what is your...
Thank God, cause I was asking that question.
Are you talking about, like, first impressions, like, what attracts me, or are you saying, like, what...
What, like, what attract... If you see a guy and you say, I like him, would it be because you first seen his chest or his body or his eyes, his smile, his shoes? Like, this, it's that one thing that always catches a girl's attention.
Okay, well, yeah, I would say just his look, period. It would have to be his look, like his face and his smile all in one, you know? I think that's probably what would like really catch me, but the deal breaker would be like when he opened his mouth. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, that would be like, that would like turn the table. So
turn
you know.
Down, turn all the way down.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, so in other words, you don't want to do that guy hopscotch teeth.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when he opens his mouth and, like, what comes out of it. Like, if it's...
Oh, okay.
you know, like what line would come out. Would it be a line or would it just be him? You know, like, I don't like lines. Like, don't give me a line. Just give me you, you know? So.
Hey, I use some good lines I've worked before.
Oh, give me an example.
I'll give you an example. See, and let me tell you this, because I'm going to tell you. Again, you say if it's all about you, if it's naturally you. Sometimes it's not that you tone the line. It's that if it's not a natural feeling and it's not naturally flowing. Like, for instance, I'd be like, okay. Hey, man. You know, you walk up to you. Like, this is one of my friends use all the time. He used to crack me up. Like,
uh-oh.
He would just do this and it would work. I was like, how did that work? Just being silly, he'd be like, what's up? Hey, hi. Oh, hey. So I want to know if y'all want to go out to breakfast or something. See, that is crazy. And why does that work? Like, if it's something like you had late at night at a club and you invite a chick to breakfast, that works. Like, how does that work? But I guess it's because,
no.
You know, y'all hungry as hell.
Are you talking about somebody that you don't know, somebody that you just meet and you just,
yeah, like they like, oh,
ask her out to breakfast. Okay.
Yeah, ask her out to breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that work a few times, and I have been blown away every time I see that work.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one.
Well, this is my psychological thought process why I think that it worked for him. Well, it's because a lot of dudes, man, you know, they don't really take girls on dates no more. They like, oh, can we kick it? You know, oh, my God.
Right. Netflix.
We still
deal.
Kicking it in 2016.
I'm saying.
There's no such thing as dates or chivalry anymore.
Mm.
Chivalry? What's that?
Wait, what's chivalry? I don't know anything about that.
Right. Is that a person? It's their last name. Chivalry who?
No, yeah. I mean, I get bored of that. Like, I hate when a girl is so used, like, from a male point of view, I hate a girl that's so used to just kicking it and that's all she want to do, and you want to take her on a goddamn date. Like, what the hell? Like, dang,
okay.
I mean, your standards got that low?
You said you won't?
Like, come on, man. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better.
Yeah,
we
got to do better.
Right,
somebody has to put a stop to it.
So what can we expect from you coming up for this year? Like, what bag of tricks do you have? What's some of the projects you already have out in the works and some of the stuff you kind of, you know, want to kind of announce or whatever while you're on here?
Well, I've just been, like, grinding so hard. You know, I'm like, back and forth between Georgia and Ohio and Michigan and Chicago, and I'm just everywhere in grind mode trying to get my brand out and take myself and my career to the next level. So I am also transcending over into acting, and I just got booked to be an extra on Empire.
Okay.
Congrats.
So I'm excited about that. So that's one of the things that I'm doing. I'm also in talks with, and I'm pretty sure that I'm locked in for CIAA weekend, their celebrity basketball game.
Okay, I'm very familiar with that.
That's something that I'm looking at. I've already worked with one clothing company I'm looking. I've been in talks with another one in Baltimore. So that's another clothing company that I'm looking at. I'm looking to just also attending, let's see. It was for a stage play.
Mm-hmm.
It was a part for a stage play. I won't say which one, but I wasn't offered the part because someone already has a part, but I was offered an understudy part, but I did decline that. I did decline it because of other things that I've got going on. So I've got a lot of irons in the fire right now, and I'm just trying to expand my brand and grow in so many areas. So right now that's what I've got coming up.
All right. Well, how can people stalk you in order to keep up with what you got going on?
I'm on Snapchat, Sydney Cavalli. I'm on Instagram, Sydney_Cavalli. And I'm looking to get a Twitter started, possibly within the next 6 months, but I'm not sure. But it's kind of hard juggling all
these
social media.
Huh? We're going to work on forcing you.
It's hard juggling all these social medias because I'm really a private person. So, you know, just kind of, you know, having all these avenues into my life is kind of new to me. So I'm working on it.
Oh, no. You mean if you're like me, they don't get too much from me. They don't get too much of my life. They get tidbits. They don't get everything.
Right. Right.
Nah. You don't get all that too much. Nah, you can't, because I got 4 Twitters. Now I have 2.
Oh,
I have now. I got 2 Instagrams, 2 Facebook fan pages. I'm on like a few other sites. Of course, I own my own site. I'm just the king of the social media guru. That's what I do.
And you manage all of them.
Yes. See,
oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I got to make me teach. I see, now I got, now I'm about to teach class. I usually charge. But no, the key to it is having certain ones work for the other. So, for instance, on 2 of the Twitter pages, they're mainly, the content for them mainly come from my Instagram or come from the Facebook fan page. Another one's a personal one on Twitter, you know. So it's all about making the pages work with each other so that you can kind of just work them all at once.
Okay.
And then shout out to, because I got the Instagram beta app. I feel like special about that because that means I'm popping. But I got to where I can switch back and forth without signing out on my accounts, so I'm like, oh man, I've been crunk about that now. Like, y'all messed up now. Like, click, 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 click.
Oh, okay, so. See, yeah, that is the issue that I didn't want to have to do, going back and forth. So, we'll have to talk about that.
Oh, see, Eric, you know what? And I just gave somebody the secret yesterday, too. They're like, what?
I need that piece.
You need that plug? I got
yes.
you. Got you the plug. Oh, man. But we got about 10 minutes left of the show. So, again, I thank you for coming through, man. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure that, you know, you're not one of those models that, because I hate this. There's so much. These models that they extra, extra bad, but they let that get to their brain. And they, like you said, you got to be a balance of nice and tough, but not too much on either side. You want to be balanced.
Right.
Some of them think being an asshole is the way you got to make it in this industry. And that's not the case. Like,
But it's
that's
like,
why you see so many come here for 5 minutes and they gone.
And that's why I prefer to surround myself with people opposite of that, because when you tend to surround yourself with those type of models and those type of people, you kind of take on that. And
mm-hmm.
I kind of, you know, saw myself like kind of heading that direction, you know, with certain circumstances, and I'm like, I need to just, you know, positive vibes and
yes.
be around positive people, because like we're all aiming for one goal. Like there is no competition. We're all trying to get somewhere. So, you know, it's just a constant grind that we're all on, you know. So, but yeah, I'm just trying to remain humble and focused. Those are my main things for 2016. Humble and focused.
That's
yes, I mean my whole thing is ain't nothing to cut that trick off, ain't nothing. I'm cutting you off. I act the fool. You gotta go. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
So how would you say? Do you think that modeling maybe helped you recognize new things about yourself, or like about, you know, just things around you, or?
I wouldn't say that, because before modeling, like, I've been through a lot of stuff and a lot of different things. So life experiences have helped, you know, make me who I am. It's just that being in modeling just helped, you know, gave it confirmation, like, okay, you know, it's just the same thing, just a different realm, you know, just a different
mm-hmm.
area. It's just the same thing in life that you have to go through. You're going to deal with these type of people in any situation, whether it's a 9-to-5 or whether it's, you know, a grind or a hustle, whether it's a street, you know. You just have to learn how to attract the positive and repel the negative. And that's just what I'm learning to do.
That's cool. Aww.
Yep.
So what advice would you say you have for other aspiring models?
That's a great final question. Great question.
Just always keep your eyes and ears open. I mean, whether it be for opportunities or negative vibes, negative people, good vibes, just always be alert and trust your instincts. And don't
mm-hmm.
never let nobody put you in a box. You know, a lot of things I've come to, you know, notice that a lot of people want to put you in a box because, you know, they may realize your potential, and so they want to, you know, they want to contain you in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I feel like I'm a fire that can't be contained.
Yeah, firecracker girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, firecracker girl.
Okay, but I got a bonus question on that one, but wouldn't they chinky eye? I mean, how could they keep their eyes open?
They have to, I mean, you know, you can keep your eyes open even through those little slits, you know, you can see. That's even better because they think you're sleeping and you steady watching. So when they think you're sleeping, you steady watching. Your eyes is always open. So
I know that's right.
Oh, that's messy. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done for the day. I can't do it.
You are something.
I'm over here like,
thank me to the king.
This is definitely live after dusk.
Yes. It is. That's what it is. But you know what? A lot of people don't realize, like, because everybody thinks dark. Oh, it's nighttime. But it's a deeper meaning. It's like.
Right.
Because independent artists and up and coming models tend to be in the dark and they're trying to get their limelight. So. It's the life after dusk. Damn.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Now y'all learned a secret today. It's deep, you know. Everything I do have a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
Right, so I guess we got a little time for one more story that I came across. I'm just so sick of people. I'm sick of some of these people out here.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
This goddamn Zika virus. Man, every year it's something else. Now we got the Zika virus. Like, what is the... I'm just over it, man. Like, I can't do nothing. Chipotle, food messed up, everything. I can't do nothing, man, because Chipotle, I'm telling you, I'm one of them people, I was a stand for Chipotle. I was like, yo, man, Chipotle, they got real food. They got
Chipotle.
That nasty stuff. Yeah, then when they told me, and then that outbreak happened, that was the worst thing to happen in the world. Like, no, God, I can't get out.
And see, okay, I love Chipotle. I love Mexican food. I love Mexican food. I love seafood. I love Chipotle. Okay? When that came
Chipotle
out,
cut
Chipotle,
us all a check. We just gave y'all a plug. Cut us all a check, Chipotle.
No. I was devastated when that came out about Chipotle. I love Chipotle.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
We have this thing called Hothead up north, and there is no Hothead down south. So every time I come south, I can't eat Chipotle anymore. So I just go through something every time I go through a thing where I can't have my Mexican food, you know, my Chipotle. I can't have my Hothead. But guess what? I get that Southern food.
But
that's,
you know, they got some called, I don't know where they're all at in the South, but they got another one that's like Chipotle's competition called Freebirds, and they have the organic food as well. But they also have bigger you can get like a huge burrito. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, they like
oh my
different
God.
Sizes, and it's like a really giant. You get like a really giant one. I'm like, hell
okay.
No.
I am gonna shout out this place in Atlanta, Mr. Everything. Have you ever had it? It's like a soul food Chipotle to me. It is so good. You've got to try it.
Soul food Chipotle.
Yes. It's like a soul food Chipotle. I promise, it is the best thing ever. Next time you go.
Okay. Yeah, Buttons. That's a spot here called Buttons. Oh, Buttons, man. Buttons and them collard greens, Lord. Them collard greens and their macaroni and cheese and the way they cook their chicken. Big chicken and waffles is on point. Oh, getting hungry. I'd have gotten so hungry now.
Yeah.
Messing around and get so hungry.
I ate such an underwhelming before I came. Hey, hold on. What did I have? Oh, well, I had Hooters for lunch, so never mind. I can't complain too much.
Yeah, thank you. All I can do is talk about food. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for doing that late at night. I'm getting ready to try to go ahead to the gym tonight, and you want to talk about food. That's not as unproductive. Very unproductive. But I will remind everyone, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. It will have today's show marked Life Does Live, Sydney Cavalli. And you can listen to it on iTunes for free. It's on the TuneIn Radio app for free. It's on the Stitcher Radio app for free. It's on dustspot.com/dustspotradio. So you got many ways to listen to the show. There's no excuse. But yeah, and while you listen to the show on iTunes, make sure y'all go download. I got it. Go make sure you download
yeah.
it. It's 99 cents. You can find that. Instead of buying that nasty-ass McDouble, you can buy I got it. There you go. Because McDonald's ain't seen my money or my stomach in 2 years, and neither has Taco Bell. And shout out to that. Y'all won't see. Y'all will never see me. Never. again.
Yes, shout out to that.
Shout out to that, McDonald's. And now, and it's funny, now they don't eat McDonald's anymore. Now they want to have 24-hour breakfast. Like, what the hell?
I know. I thought I was the only one who thought that. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, even that's not enough to make me eat McDonald's again. It's not enough.
I know.
All right, y'all. Make sure y'all go stalk. Y'all can stalk on Sydney at SYDNEY_CAVALLI. That's on Instagram. You can stalk Michaela at MAKALAPERRY. Michaela Perry. So there you go. Stalk them on Instagram. Support, 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 support. We'll see you guys on Monday. Let's see what I have up my sleeve for next week's lineup of shows. So it's going to be interesting, man. And it's Black History Month. I am Black History. Big up to that. We out. And you know how we end every show? We're buying you in everything you do, no matter what you do. No matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, my special guest, Michaela Perry, and our guest interview with Sydney Cavalli, man. All right. And I'm sorry, one more thing. I forgot my Wednesday hump day public service announcement. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Bad.